From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. student Otto Warmbier, held in captivity for more than a year by North Korea, is now in a U.S. hospital after being medically evacuated. The family of University of Virginia students said he's in a coma. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson made public Warmbier's return Tuesday.
The Department of State has secured the release of Otto Warmbier from North Korea. He is on his way en route home to be reunited with his family. We continue our discussions with the North Korean regime regarding the release of the three other American citizens that have been detained.
Media reports said Warmbier fell ill from botulism, slipping into a coma after being given a sleeping pill following his March 2016 trial. He was sentenced to 15 years hard labor for trying to steal a propaganda banner. Korea Society Senior Policy Director Stephen Orper said at some point there'll have to be an accounting.
So there will certainly be, beyond the human tragedy, repercussions in terms of demands for accountability, because this happened under North Korea's arcane and inhuman policy of detaining Americans, and there will be demands on Capitol Hill. I'm sure there will be demands in other parts of government, and certainly there will be demands among the general public as this is reported and as more details come out.
Warmbier's release came after rare high-level U.S. North Korean contacts in Norway that gave Swedish officials access to Warmbier and three other U.S. detainees. A U.N. diplomat warned the Security Council that a security vacuum exists in Central Africa following the withdrawal of Ugandan, South Sudanese, and U.S. troops tracking the rebel Lord's Resistance Army.
I am concerned about the impact of this withdrawal, as it will create a security vacuum.
Francois Lucini Falls said Central African and U.N. peacekeepers have limited capacity, no mandate to engage LRA.